boys, Glinda says. They're a bit early in the day to be krauts, aren't they? The limited air raids to date have been almost exclusively nocturnal. A chipped floral plate appears, floating beneath the edge of the table. It is piled with three doorstop sandwiches rather than the usual triangular bite-sized kind. Barbara, who in these times of rationing has been told off repeatedly for helping herself, hesitates a moment before delicately taking one.
"Well, take the plate," Minnie says. "Do you want me to stay out here till a bomb comes or something?"
Glinda reaches past her sister and takes the plate, then snatches the sandwich back from Barbara and returns it with the others.
"Stupid," she whispers.
"And I'll have none of that," Minnie tells her,
now crouching down and joining the two girls on the thin mattress beneath the table. She brings with her a pottery jug filled with water and a tin mug which they will share.
"Shouldn't we go to the shelter?" Glinda asks. "Because Mary over the road said..."
"It ain't finished," Minnie tells her. "You know it ain't."
The Anderson shelter in the garden needs another full day of spade work, and considering it all a bit unnecessary, believing, along with most of the girls at the factory, that the threat to London has been exaggerated, Minnie, exhausted by the end of her working day, has been reluctant to put in the hours.
"Not hours, I mean the proper one. At the youth club," Glinda says. "'Cause Mary over the road, you know, the one whose granddad's an air warden, well, he said..."
"We'll be fine here," Minnie says loudly, cutting her off. "Now be quiet and eat your tea, or I'll eat it myself."
In the distance, the deep boom of a 500-pounder resonates, and Barbara postpones the first bite of her sandwich to listen, leaving it hovering before her mouth.
"The docks again," Minnie says. "It's always the docks. Poor buggers. Wouldn't get me working down there."
Barbara bites into the sandwich, and as another round of popping anti-aircraft fire coincides with a second distant bang, thinks,
"Fish paste. Yuck."
But despite the fish paste, she quite enjoys these hours spent under the table, snuggled between her mother and her sister. It's as much fun as ever happens at home these days, anyway. Something whistles overhead, and is followed by a new kind of explosion. Barbara sees Minnie frown and look up at the underside of the table, as if it has some secret to impart to her about this new sound. Minnie reaches for the three hated gas masks beside her and pulls them within the safety zone provided by the table. And then it happens. Another explosion. Only this is much closer, and they do not only hear it but feel the thud of it coming through the floor, through the mattress. Minnie inhales sharply and closes her eyes. Glinda's actually widen, and Barbara's sandwich slips from her grasp and falls into her lap.
"Whew," says Glinda,
grinning a little crazily once the moment has passed. If her mother shared Glinda's excitement, Barbara might have been able to follow her lead. She might have been able to think that this was fun as well. But as another bomb hits, and then another, and then another, and as the blasts are ever closer, ever louder, Minnie is realising that this is very different to the old Zeppelin raids of her own childhood, where the Germans simply chucked bombs out of the windows of the airships, different even to the strikes that have hit London to date, and that solidly built as it undoubtedly is, they may not be as safe as she assumed, here beneath the oak of the old kitchen table. Barbara studies her mother's face for clues, and sees her swallow and lick her lips. She can't know what her mother is thinking, but she can sense her feelings almost as if they are her own, and in this case, what she senses is fear. A new thought crosses her six-year-old mind, one that she has never had before. That her mother may be fallible, that there may come a time when her decisions are not the right ones. Even sandwiched between her mother and her sister, she suddenly feels unsafe. She starts to cry.
"And you can stop that right away," Minnie says,
threatening a slap by half-raising her free hand. Barbara swallows with difficulty and feels as if her face is swelling, doubling in size as she struggles to contain the next batch of tears.
"Crying never solved nothing," Minnie says,
and Glinda shoots her sister a discreet wink and hands her the sandwich again.
"Eat up, sis," she says softly. "You'll be all right."